Well, my next guest is blowing up right now. She's a Chicago R&B soul singer that at the ripe old age of 17 is turning heads. Here's the music of Raven Lynae.
The eyes, you think you shake your thighs in a room full of all the hope and take disguise. The eyes, you think you shake your thighs in a room full of all the hope and take disguise.
That's the track Free Room off the album Moon Shoes. Raven Lynae is getting great reviews for that album, which was put out late last month. It's an updated version of the EP of the same name that was put out last year. Lynae is quite a singer, and people are taking notice. She was a breakout artist at WGCI. She was named one of the voices to watch at the BBC. She's also started playing festivals. Raven Lynae is not moving to Hollywood or taking on New York City just yet. The Southside native is getting ready for her senior year in high school. Raven is just 17 years old. She's going to be playing at the after party for the North Coast Festival on September 3rd at the Bottom Lounge over there on Lake Street with Joey Perp and Saba. And it's my pleasure to welcome Raven Lynae in studio. Good to see you. Nice to meet you.
You too. It's yeah. Good to be here.
So let's talk about your music. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously you had success by putting the EP out last year. Mm-hmm. What was the impetus for creating a longer version, an album of the same name?
I honestly think that when you put your soul into a piece of work, you want as much love for it as you can possibly get. So I felt that it was necessary to kind of revamp it and do it again with a more, I guess, official stamp on it. So this time it's on a broader stream where more people can mm-hmm. like it or buy it. So it's just on a bigger platform this time around. And I feel like it was a really good thing to do because more people from different countries and just different areas are more in tune with who I am and the music I make.
Well, let's talk about who you are and the mm-hmm. music you make. I read somewhere that you started making music and thinking about being a singer in middle school. Mm-hmm. I've had so many. Who had Jeff Bridges on tonight? Jeff Bridges, who's been an actor his first role, he was one.
Wow.
In 1951. Now, that's a question I was asked to him, but you're 17 years old. When I say middle school, that's only a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. What got you into music?
I was always interested in writing and the way words are used or just the way you can communicate verbally or musically. And I wasn't really good at anything else. So I joined the choir in middle school and I really liked it. I found myself singing around the house all the time. I was taking voice lessons as well as piano and guitar lessons. And it dawned on me that I don't feel this way doing anything else, and this is what I want to do. So from there, I decided to take it seriously and go to an art school, Chicago High School for the Arts,
yep.
where I've been studying classical music and just getting more in tune with being an artist and intertwining that with my personal life and just teenage emotions and everything that goes into that. So,
well, I mean, how does that help you to be studying classical music, to be able to perform the music you perform, which is a mixture of R&B and mm-hmm. soul, pop music, a little bit of funk?
Mm-hmm.
How does learning about classical music help you?
I will say it has been the biggest help because the classical training is more it's exercise, literally. You're exercising the muscles and getting in tune with how to sing. A lot of people can sing, but singing properly is key when you want to do this forever. So a lot of people shock their voices and they can't sing anymore because they don't know how to properly take care of it, or to eat the right things, or just train properly. So I think that my teachers and the school have helped me a lot in that aspect, as well as being more creative. Like, we learned about Beethoven, Bach, Berg, everybody. So it's just more exposure in that way that I feel like a lot of kids my age from the South Side don't get. So I'm very grateful for that.
Well, we'll talk about your upbringing and living coming from the South Side. I'm interested, you know, your teachers, are they familiar with the idea of you sort of wanting a career out of this, that you're having success in music? Are they helping you along the way, or is it strictly, we're going to teach you classical music, whatever you do after 5 o'clock, that's your business?
My teachers are actually very supportive. They want to see you take what we give you and go out in the world and do something with it. So they're happy. They're very happy. They're actually not strict in that way, whereas we only do classical, nothing else. They're very open to other types of music, or just being involved in their students' lives outside of school. So,
for you, do you notice a change in your music, even the stuff from the Moonshoes EP to what you're doing with the new stuff that you added to the EP? As you develop at a rate when you're in high school, and each year you're accelerating. You even talked the way you talked about taking care of your voice. Can you notice a change? Do you notice your music evolving from year to year?
You know, it's funny. This morning, I said to myself, I can't connect with the stuff I wrote 2 months ago or even a year ago because I'm not there anymore. And a lot of people want me to sing these old songs.
Yeah,
I'm just like, I'm not there. Like, I'm not in that place anymore. I was there then, and I listen to it now like, argh.
That's interesting. And that's something as a professional musician, think about it. I mean, there will be people in your career when, you know, in 5 years, they'll be asking for the stuff off of Moonshoes.
Exactly.
You know, I've had musicians in here who say that, it's not you know, when I'll ask them, you know, like for maybe something that is a emotional piece or something that goes about breakups or painful or something they don't want to sing about anymore. But at the same time, they recognize it's not going back to that place. It's almost just honoring that time.
Exactly.
So how are you going to deal with that? You know, you have to figure out how to deal with that, especially when you're accelerating at such a fast rate.
I thought of it like this. I feel like what I said was selfish. I was going to tweet it, actually, and I said that's kind of selfish because I lived it 2 months ago, someone might be living it right now.
Right.
And they might need to hear what I have to say. So I decided not to be a selfish brat and just suck it up and sing those songs, you know?
Raven Lene is my guest in studio tonight. Her album is Moonshoes. She's going to be playing the after party at the North Coast Music Festival, which is on September 3rd at the Bottom Lounge with Joey Purp and Saba. Both gentlemen have been on this program. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue our conversation with Raven Lene. Stay with us.
I think we should laugh now. Don't want them thinking that we do not know how to smile. I think this is happy. Let's chill under trees and pretend we're enjoying the breeze. The breeze. Let's put on our moon shoes.
It's a download here on WGN Radio. That's the title track off the album Moonshoes. Raven Lene in studio with us tonight. 17-year-old R&B, soul, pop, funk singer from Chicago's South Side. She's got a show at an after party show for the North Coast Music Festival September 3rd at Bottom Lounge. Joey Purp, Saba. You know, I'll go right to the texters. Scott wants to know whose music and performers have influenced you the most. The texters are responding to your music because it's beautiful music, and it's really, really, and it's amazing. I think a lot of people are really engaged because you are such a young artist and you're from Chicago, and they want to know more about you. So tell me a little bit about the artists that influence you in this day and age.
I will say I'm basically a fusion of everything that I've listened to in the past whole life. So, but I will say that the main artists that stuck out to me growing up were NDIRE, Erykah Badu. I'm a huge fan of Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt, really?
Yeah, huge. Huge. And
I mean, I would say, you know, Erykah Badu and company, but Eartha Kitt is a couple generations before you. Yeah. What about Eartha Kitt? Resonates with you?
I literally sit in bed all day and watch her videos, the way she interacts with the camera and just her tone. It's just very beautiful and very timeless to me. So it's very, I learn from her every day. I can watch the same video for
and it's a performance.
Week.
I mean, she's such Broadway musical great. Right?
It's amazing. Yeah. She's an actress.
How much of, for you, I mean, obviously the music, you're evolving as a musician. How much do you have to think about the performance aspect? You know, as you start to do shows, like you're going to do a show here, how much do you have to think about your stage presence?
When I first started performing, I used to think about it all the time. Like, I hope I sound like this, or I hope I look like this. But after a while, it's like, it's live music for a reason. It's supposed to be spontaneous and on the spot. So I try not to think about it too hard. And people tend to like my performances, so I think it's cool. But I actually enjoy performing more than recording, because mm-hmm. you get to deliver the message in a more intimate way, where you see the people singing the words, and it's just very emotional for me and moving. I think it does something more for me than it does for them.
You've had such success. I mean, like I said, people calling out everything from winning the GCI contest to so many different blogs and Pitchfork, everything in between mm-hmm. talking about your music. But you are going into your senior year of high school. How do you balance... I know your mom's here tonight with you, but how do you balance the desire to want to accelerate your music career, mm-hmm. get on stage whenever you can, play music in Chicago, and sort of, you know, continue your schooling mm-hmm. and be a senior in mm-hmm. high school?
I think it's all about prioritizing and balancing. It's definitely one of our core values at Shy Arts is balance, because I won that too. Because it's really hard. Even if I wasn't a musician outside of school, it's hard just being a student and being my age. So a lot of the time you just have to get stuff done when you can, go to sleep on time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of thing. Or just have a good relationship with your teacher so they know what's going on. They know that you're going to get it in on time, but you just need a little extension. So it's all about communication and just being a reliable student and a very, I don't know.
In most of your bios that are written up for websites or for, they talk about you being a Southside singer, mm-hmm. Coming from Chicago Southside. There's a couple that says coming from the almost like the mean streets of the Southside. There almost is a way that they're marketing the idea that you're from the Southside. Yeah. Are you comfortable with that? I mean, is that something that, you know, because a lot of it is the negative connotation mm-hmm. that this beautiful voice has come from such a rough and tumble place.
Exactly.
Well, how do you feel about that?
I actually had a rant the other day with my mom. She wasn't really lit. She was like, okay, but I don't feel like those, me as an artist and where I'm from, go together. I feel like I sleep there, but it doesn't have anything to do with me as a person, or, you know, I don't like those being paired together. Like I'm dodging bullets every day,
right.
or I can't go outside.
Is, right.
It's not like that at all. And I don't really appreciate when people I understand they don't understand, but at the same time, you have to be more sensitive when, you know, approaching that subject or even assuming things like that. But I will say, I love the city I'm from, and I will never take away from that. But I just rather be separated from, you know, that kind of idea.
I'll ask you the question. You know, what is it about Chicago that inspires you as an artist? What is it about being a Chicago kid, mm-hmm. being from the South Side, that you know, makes you the kind of person that creates the music you create?
I think from the start, Chicago has had a huge music scene, and everyone are closely knit together. And I don't know, I just feel like it's a great place for you to thrive or to just live out your dreams, because everything's fast. I was in LA the other day, a couple weeks ago.
Sure, like any 17-year-old.
And I was walking down the street and I felt like I was walking so fast because everyone around me was just very, you know, have you ever been to LA? It's very casual and laid back. And I felt like I could never live here because I would get super lazy. So I feel like Chicago is a place where you stay on your toes, and I don't know, everyone around you is just doing something. Everyone's walking fast, everything's just fast, and I like it because it keeps me on top of my game. So,
well, I mean, you're obviously a rising star mm-hmm. in the music scene here in Chicago, and that music scene has blown up in the last 2-3 years. We have all the artists that come through here. I mean, mm-hmm. it really is almost a gold rush mm-hmm. of musicians and really talented artists, mm-hmm. all the way from Chance the Rapper to the Saba and Joey Purp, who you're going to be with, Donnie Trumpet, mm-hmm. Erica Allen Kane, like mm-hmm. others who are in this town that are doing things and putting Chicago on the map. Do you feel like you're part of that scene at 17 years old? Do you feel like you're part of the names that I just mentioned?
I definitely feel like I'm, because I find myself in the loop all the time. Like every show I do, I see them. And it's just weird because these are the people I saw blowing up when I just started, and I'm like, I hope I'm there one day, and I'm here. It's super weird. It's really weird. And I just feel like if this can happen in a year or so, what's going to happen next year or the year after that, you know?
You know, you go to the art school in Chicago, which mm-hmm. is a great opportunity to be able to do the arts. A lot of people don't have that opportunity at mm-hmm. their school. Doesn't matter what side of town you're from, the arts program just may not, it may be a science school, it might be something else. Mm-hmm. How important is it for you and your career to be at a school that has a discipline, that has that its thing is it's an art school?
I don't think I would fit in a normal high. Like every time I think about it, and I have friends who go to normal high schools, I'm just like, what did you do all day? Like, you know, and people people ask me, like, is Shy Arts like High School Musical or Camp Rock? And it's nothing like that. But in a way, it is, because everyone has that liberty to be free and who they are and sing in the hallways if they want to. It's just a more open space for people to develop as artists and as people in general. So I think it's more of a safe haven than a high school, you know, compared to other schools. So I think I fit in here more than anywhere else.
So what, I mean, here, you're going into your senior year, mm-hmm. so it's time to start thinking about what your next step is. I mean, obviously college is an opportunity, but you have a career where music is taking off for you. Mm-hmm. Do you think about what's next? Are you thinking about college or just what's around the bend?
I honestly don't know where I'm going to be at the end of the year, so I don't like to, you know, say things like I'm going to go to college or I'm not going to go to college, but right now, the plan is for me to pursue music, and that will be my number one thing. If that changes within the year, which I don't think it will, then I'll probably go to school.
What could be the? I mean, you could go on a scholarship,
right? You know, that school is always there. You know,
I'm not involved in your life. You know, do whatever you want to do. Your mom is behind you. She'll be the
she
one.
Like. Yeah.
Raven Lanae is a R&B, soul, pop, funk singer in Chicago. Her record Moonshine is out. Moonshoes.
It could shine.
It could shine. It shines. Moonshoes shine. It was an EP that now a full-length album. She's going to be performing at the after party for the North Coast Music Festival on September 3rd at the Bottom Lounge mm-hmm. with Saba and Joey Purp. Thanks for coming in. Nice
Thank
to
you
meet
for
you.
Having
and
me.
Continued success with your career.
Thank you.
Oh, that was fun. Again, we go back to Pete and I both shake our heads like what we were doing at 17. I was working at the grocery store being like, I wonder if I could maybe we'll go to college, see what I'll do.
I know. I was finally wrapping my head around, you know, the Donnie Trumpets, the 22-year-olds. Now we have to go down a few years
and it's
to
true.
Feel
if
bad
you,
about
if you
yourself.
Go to her SoundCloud page, which is Raven Lanae, RavynLenae. Her tracks, they're like 250,000 clicks. You know, it's the kind of thing where you're like, oh. Some people, a lot of kids listening to this.